What do we do?
Ignore it.
It could be a tree.
Or a forest.
Shh. Perhaps we should answer it.
Are you mad? And let's be killed in our beds?
It sounds urgent.
Killers are.
How do you know?
I read. A lot.
This is ridiculous.
Where are you going?
To answer the door.
No, Max.
Yes, Barbara.
Take the fire poker, just in case.
Will I come with you?
Up to it, are you?
I think so.
Come on, then.
He takes my hand in his. Rough, callous, like sandpaper.
Be careful.
And we walk slowly, on creeping feet down the hallway towards the door.
It's like we're in a movie. An old spooky one. Black and white, of course.
I feel safe, strangely. For the first time since... I don't feel alone.
Hello? Is anyone there?
A young tree.
Hello?
A shrub. A sapling.
Please, help me. My dad and mum, they've turned into trees.
A boy! Let him in.
Oh, there is someone here. Thank the Lordy. I've been running for miles.
He's tall. Well, taller than me, which is important. Tall and skinny, with a big Adam's apple. And his hair is curly. Tight curls. And his eyes...
Come in.
Thanks. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sam.
Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Sam. I should say something, but I'm lost for words.
Where have you come from?
Home. I live 3 miles down the road.
You do?
We just moved here a few days ago. For a new start, they said. Certainly they got that bit right.
Who is it? Friend or foe?
Friend.
You'd best come in and have some toasted marshmallows. Tell us all about it.
I was in my room when it happened. Mum and Dad started arguing. They always do. Not serious. They're just highly strung. But tonight, it was different. They started hissing, like cats. And then I heard the sound and I thought they were smashing the room up. So I ran to see what the matter was and...
Trees?
Yeah. Enormous. The house is a wreck.
How did you get away?
Bedroom window. I ran. As fast as I could. Which is fast. I was the cross-country champion at the last school I was at.
Really? Better and better.
When I saw the lights of this house, I just kept heading towards them.
Lucky.
I reckon. I mean...
Why is your face red?
It isn't.
Yes, it is. You're blushing.
I'm not.
The land has changed.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. It's changed. There are more trees. By the roads and in the fields. And they're swaying. But there's no breeze. I felt like I was being followed. And I swear, I could hear them whispering.
It's them.
Ruffy, shh.
Who could it be?
Grandad turns the lights off and our terrified faces glow in the fire. He moves to the window and carefully...
Be careful.
Slowly opens a thin crack between the curtains.
What is it, Grandad?
He steps back away from the window.
Max?
We have guests.
Guests?
Uninvited guests. The forest has arrived. We're surrounded.